We are the Pleiadians, and we are now communicating through this instrument. And before we start our communication, as we are connected from the Pleiadians star system, we would like to warn each of you, listen to our message, to use your judgment so that we may freely share our thoughts through this instrument with regards to the query placed by this instrument. Furthermore, remember that the time-space period that is now upon your planet is a wonderful time for those entities who desire to access the higher levels of energetic vibrations. As each of your higher self at this time period is lending a hand and assisting you in the activation of the right side or the right brain of your mind complex. Today this instrument has queried about the physical changes that will occur only our physical vehicle as you begin to move upward in the level of sub-densities of the fourth density consciousness. Before we start to address this query, firstly, we would like to state that the month that is coming ahead in your planetary timespace and is known by your people as the month of September is a month which may be considered the last month, for the Council has given each higher self only a period to the time of the 20th of September. After that timeline, the entities will begin to. Those who have chosen the path of connecting with the higher self will be upgraded into a higher dimension of fourth density consciousness. For this requires the activation of the right side of the mind complex. And you must remember that the right brain is concerned with that of the connection with the higher self and also with that of the link between the creative energies. Therefore, now we shall proceed with the sharing of the answer to the query placed by this instrument. There will be many changes upon your physical vehicle, not only which may be perceived by your eye, but those stages that will be taking place beneath the layers of your skin. There will be many other changes also in your brain complex and the functioning of your mind. We shall now share with you each change, starting from the beginning stage of the fourth density, first level sub-density consciousness. As the fourth density may be primarily divided into eight sub-densities, each sub-density corresponding to a level of change and awakening within your people. In the beginning stage, or the first sub-density, the change that will take place upon your physical vehicle will be that of a minimal change and will lead entities to feel the activation of the green ray. This green ray chakra can be activated in the current physical vehicle without any upgradation necessary. As your physical vehicle is able to handle only up to the beginning sub-density of the fourth density of love and compassion. Once those entities who enter the beginning sub-density of the fourth density, they begin to activate their green ray chakra and share the love and light energies. It will lead to a drastic change in the physical vehicle of the entities who shall then comprise the second sub-density of the fourth density consciousness. On the level of the second sub-density, the changes that will occur on your physical vehicle can be perceived, which are equivalent to a increase in the size of your chest complex, wherein your heart is located. Because of the activation of the higher heart energies, your physical vehicle will also reflect an increase in the chest area, which signifies the heart chakra's increasing level of activation. After that, those entities who shall graduate into the third sub-density of the fourth density will then begin to switch off their left side of the brain completely. Because at that level of consciousness there will be no need for the use of the left side of the brain, which is primarily concerned with the triggering of the egoic portions of the mind. And this will allow the activation of the right side of the brain, and the full functionality of your physical vehicle shall be done by the right side of the brain. This does not mean, however, that the functions of the body will stop, only the mind complex changes. Especially the disappearance of the so-called egoic portions of the mind will occur on this level of the sub-density of the fourth density consciousness. Then, those entities who shall graduate into the fourth sub-density of the fourth density consciousness will begin to develop qualities of telepathy, and hence, there will be no need and the less use of the mouth organs, will lead your physical vehicles to slowly cease the use of the mouth organs. However, your mouth will primarily at that level be only used for the purpose of breathing and the so-called ingestion of chemical products. For your body, at that level will be a chemical body. After that level, as soon as entities enter into the fifth sub-density of the fourth density consciousness, they will begin to exist in a dual body. One will be a spiritually activated light body, and the other will be a chemical body of the fourth density. For the transition to occur into the spiritual body will require a period over acclimatization which shall occur on the fifth sub-density of the fourth density consciousness, wherein all your communications will occur via the means of telepathic communications, and the creation of a social memory complex and also exist at this time period. This will then lead into the upper octaves of the 6th, 7th, and the 8th sub-density of the 4th density consciousness, during which time period the spiritual body shall be activated, and a portion of around 30% of the chemical body shall exist. What we mean by 30% is that a limited amount of functioning will continue in the chemical body, whereas the major part of the body shall exist in a light body. And at this level of consciousness, there will be no need for entities to ingest chemical products and foods. For the purpose of surviving shall depend on the energies received from the light of the sun. At this level of consciousness, the light of the sun shall be sufficient for entities to survive. Also remember, the many entities on your planetary sphere are not yet ready to access these higher levels because there is still a clinging to their old self, which is primarily concerned with the egoic portions of the mind. For the higher level activation at this portion of the mind shall be done away with. And many entities on your planet would learn that there is a choice to choose either to stay with the ego or to choose and transcend beyond the mind. This is the part where the emptiness of the mind complex shall come in handy for your people. And this is all the message we can share for this timeline. We'll leave you now. We are the Pleiadians. Until we meet again, bye.